This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 17th of November, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on this Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer. Let me get the sand all a little.
Good morning, sir.
I've been waiting all week to talk football with you. I know you have a busy life, and I know you have to watch all these games, so I resisted the urge to call you and bother you all week with sports questions. Let me get to this Sand Dollar Live read, and then we're going to dive into it. Lots of local sports news, lots of young people to acknowledge, and then some exciting local international news. And then we're going to do our NFL rundown. The Sand Dollar team is in Long Island. They were there from the 14th to the 17th of November. Today is their last day. Remember, merchants interested in accepting Sand Dollar can schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880 or by sending an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. That's sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. If you are just a potential user and you still want to learn about the Sand Dollar, give them a call also and see how you can meet up with them on their last day in Long Island. Well, Mr. Sawyer,
yeah,
let's get it started.
Let's do that.
Bahamians win at Junkanoo Bowl. Bahamians Patrick McTaggart and Tatiana Madu came out as the boys and girls singles champions respectively at the Junkanoo Bowl that wrapped up yesterday at the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association's National Tennis Center. The Under 14 tournament, which was sponsored by Custom Computers, is a Central American and Caribbean Tennis Confederation event. So it's a big event, even though it was hosted locally. It began on Saturday in the boys' doubles. Curtin and his partner, Curacao's Brandon Bridgewater, took down McTaggart and Great Britain's Alec Hooper in straight sets. And Tatiana Madu and Trinidad and Tobago's Makeda Bain teamed up for the doubles final and went against Bahamian Brianna Howlgrave and Fluonia. Madu and Bain got a 6-7, 7-6, and 10-4 comeback win. So our athletes, our young athletes are performing well on the international stage.
They are.
This is good. It's great that they can get this experience at this age. This is building an athletic career.
Building for the future. Exactly.
Congratulations, young people. Another young people's story. LCIS hosts KPMG. Faux LCIS KPMG Football Festival. They got one festival. Mr. Sawyer, these people say they had 160 footballers, and they played 53 matches of competitive football at the event. It was hosted November 2nd through November 5th. It was an under-14 tournament again, and there were a number of international schools on the field. Cedar International School, British Virgin Islands, American International School of Kingston, Jamaica, Codrington School, Barbados, Cayman International School, Lucaya International School, that's Grand Bahama,
yeah,
and St. Andrews International School, Windsor School, and Lyford Key International School. Wow. It's a great field of players.
That's a lot of soccer, son.
Yeah.
That's a lot of soccer.
I know they had a ball.
Yeah.
LCIS Athletic Director Craig Massey celebrated the huge turnout of teams and players, signifying the success and growth of the tournament over many years. All I could say is young people continue to get it in, put in the hard work.
You never know what scouts looking.
Exactly. That's why hosting these events, creating this environment for students to perform is mm-hmm. so important. They
Every single time.
And let them know, you never know when your scout, mm-hmm. the person who looking for you, is in the audience. Another young people story, Bahamas Junior Sunfish Nationals wrap up. The 2023 Bahamas Junior Sunfish Nationals took place last weekend in beautiful Elizabeth Harbor in Georgetown, Exuma. The Exuma Sailing Club hosted the event for the first time. Welcome 10 sailors from the Bahamas National Sailing School in Nassau.
But listen, but we need that here in Nassau, because I don't know too much fellas that born here
mm-hmm.
that could build a boat.
Yeah. Well, I hope they focus on building a boat right now. See, when I went to boarding school, I did a course. I learned how to swim, learned how to sail, one of these little small boats.
Mm.
And because I'm from the Bahamas, archipelago, could swim, the instructor assumed that I'm competent enough to go on the boat, the big boat, with him. And this gentleman looked at me, Mr. Sawyer, and he had the audacity to say to me, a Bahamian, "We are now going to learn how to capsize the boat." I almost called Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Just call Basra one time.
Yeah, I said, no, sir. I'm from the Bahamas. What we're going to do today is learn how to not capsize the boat.
Yeah.
Just start the lesson like that, then we can follow from there. Buddy. Anyway, I hope that the sailing school also expands to offer or facilitate access to opportunities where young sailors can now learn how to build their own boat.
And sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or even build and sell for the regatta space.
Yeah.
Right? And ensure that not only are we having homegrown regattas, we sail in the best boats.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be at the regatta site. If you have your own sailboat, you could sit on your boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, with friends and watch the races happen while on your boat.
In fact, you could be building another aspect of the tourism product.
Exactly.
Invite people to view the regatta on the water.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to Craig Ferguson. He was crowned a 2023 Bahamas Junior Sunfish Champion, again, defending his title from last year. He competed against Joshua Weech, who only finished one point behind him. We say congratulations to Joss Knowles, who came in at third, and also to fifth place, Tanaj Manos, and Norman Cartwright in fourth place. And Jerron Francis, he got the Class Act Sportsmanship Award. And Keanu Hutchinson of the Exuma Sailing Club received the Grit Award. We say congratulations to all them young people.
Grit? No grits?
No. Grit.
Grit, yeah. No grits.
Yeah, remember the movie, remember the Italian movie when the mobsters got stuck in the South?
Yeah.
And the boys say, "What is a grit?" They say, "You want some grits?" He asked them, "What is a grit, buddy? I ain't never heard about that. You can give me multiple. Tell me what one is first."
Right. You know,
right. Like, but no, I think this is like...
Yeah, I know. Toughness.
Yeah.
Know.
When the boat trying to capsize and you mm-hmm. refuse to let it capsize.
Right.
That's grit.
Right. Yeah. 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 Absolutely. I mean, I get it. But I just say it.
Yeah.
No grits. No tuna.
You know, they had to have had grits and tuna. They in Exuma.
Okay.
They feed them well.
I might as well explain to you.
Okay. Tell me. So my favorite young people story of the week. Bahamas under 14 co-ed team wins gold at Charifta.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say, well, what did they win in? Because the swimming Charifta finished, the athletics Charifta finished, the mm-hmm. triathlon Charifta finished. Well, Mr. Sawyer, remember, we sent a co-ed team, under 14 girls and boys, to participate in the 2023 Charifta Water Polo Championships, and they came home with a gold. Now, we had an unfair advantage. We are the Parkin champions of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't know.
Shout out to Shatfa.
We could park in water, on water, out of the water. We are parkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just let y'all call it water polo for the prestige. Anyway, they were in Miami, Florida. They were able to...
They smashed them.
Yeah, they in the final against Bonaire.
Mm-hmm. They smashed them.
10-8 to win the gold medal. Bahamas opened the Charifta Championships with an 18-6 victory over mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago. In the second match, they drew with Bonaire, but then they came back to beat them in the final. They played in two tournaments while they were there. In the other tournament, the Bahamas was third after going up against Orlando United earlier in the day. They lost that game 14-11.
Hey, listen, we came home with medals, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, 1-3 divided by 2.
Yeah, yeah.
We come second. So basically, we win the whole thing.
We're champions.
Yeah, we win the whole thing.
To y'all young people that went out there to explore a new sport for us, thank you. Congratulations. Yeah, well done. Now, my second favorite story of the year. You guys can go to the Nassau Tribune to get the full results for this tournament. But it's the headline is Eva Hilton, Sybil Strawn run away with the under-12 soccer titles, pun intended. The under-12 girls of Eva Hilton Primary School and boys of Sybil Strawn Primary School can now celebrate after winning the division trophies at the newly named Dawn N. Knowles Primary School soccer tournament hosted at the Roscoe A.L. Davies soccer field. The Hilton's girls closed out E.P. Roberts Primary School 2-1 in a penalty shootout to be crowned champions in their division. For the boys, Sybil Strawn made good on the 3-2 comeback win against Gerald Cash in their championship round. Garvintine's Primary School ended with a third place for the girls, and Carlton E. Francis Primary School boys came third as well. The NPPPSSA sports calendar rolls on to the baseball-softball discipline starting November 27th and ending December 1st.
Well, listen, you can't say that three times fast.
No, MPPP, SSA. You have them little children laughing at me? And I come to the game to laugh at them. Now, their parents, I ain't come to the game to make fun of your children. Mm-hmm. Nobody comes to the game to make fun of your children.
Truth.
We come to the game to enjoy the delight, like to take part in the delight that little children have playing these games.
Yeah,
they have
so much fun with them.
It's a blessing to have an opportunity to witness that youth energy. And so we come out there to celebrate. And if a little children slip and roll about 6 times while he's trying to catch the ball,
yeah, that's also
we go wait until we sure that they are okay.
Right, and make sure that you're not looking.
And then we can giggle.
Yeah.
We can giggle a little bit and remember when we was that age.
Yeah.
And then when you say to us, miss,
You don't use me.
Don't say that. Man, yeah? Just say, miss, you know if you're on the field, you're going to fall and roll too.
Exactly.
And then I can laugh too. Right? So we come to celebrate the children with you, to support them.
Exactly.
To put people in the stands, to let them know that they are loved, and to have a good time.
Why not, man?
Yeah, man. And we say thank you to the parents, because without the parents, the coaches have to do all the work by themselves. The parent, you know, the coaches need the parents to play their part.
Right.
To get the
students
ready. Right,
because coaches talk to the parents, encourage the students.
Yeah.
Students go, mommy, I really want to go. Mommy, please. All right, good. Let's go buy some cleats. Let's get some shin guards. Let's get it together. Let's go there.
And let's start organizing our society in a way that makes it easier for parents to participate in their kids' extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
See, if there's a work, you know, the flexi time policy, where you could schedule your 8 hours.
So right.
You could come in at 7 and get out early. I, as an unchurned person, would not be offended if flexi time was prioritized for parents so that they could have an opportunity
to properly support
their children in their extracurricular activities. And that's what I mean when we talk about organizing a society in a way that supports parents and helps parents do their job.
Right.
It's all our part. We all have a role to play. And that's a small thing. Once you ain't asking me to babysit children, I could do my part.
Well, I mean, once they ain't too young, you know, I need for you to be able to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Potty trained.
Yeah.
Could eat with at least a spoon.
Yeah.
You know, and you ain't afraid to watch some TV, you know, because I ain't really into all them children channel and thing, all these little new show and things. Like we can watch some Law and Order.
You can teach them from the break.
Stay on the
street. Say, buddy,
now.
You 12?
See, stay on the
street. See why you
can
go to school.
See that? See that?
Look. That's why they don't let us babysit now. Another quick story. Raptors Knights win cross-country titles. We're looking at junior and high school students. The C.H. Reeves Raptors and the C.R. Walker Knights won the junior and senior division titles at the Government Secondary School Sports Association cross-country championships. You know when they have the debating championships, Mr. Sawyer? they need to make them read off these acronyms multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
That need to be a part of the competition.
Yeah, let's see if you got it together.
Yeah, yeah. They had a great time. The one-day long distance meet was hosted in front of the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium on Saturday and saw a competition between hundreds of athletes across the GSSSA senior and junior age groups. The Knights claimed the overall senior division bragging rights for the second year straight on Saturday. Senior school won two out of the four division titles, including the under 20 girls and under 17 boys divisions.
Did you just say under 20 girls?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah, because under 20, you could be, see.
Well, yeah, that's true. You could be in grade 12 and 18, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
but what it is because of how they.
Yeah, so you could be between ages of 17 and 18 and still be under 20.
Right. But, how you captured in an age group, right?
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You could be 17, about to turn, but like, or 18, about to turn 19.
Or you could be 17, about to turn 18. So you're technically over the age of 17.
Right.
And you can't play in the under 17
and
division.
When you turn 18 means that you no longer qualify for under 18.
Right.
So you'd be, and you may only be 18 for a month before you leave school, you know.
Right.
But you don't qualify for the under 18s anymore.
Right. So you got to go elsewhere.
Because I could be honest with you. I did a judo match when I was in grade 7.
How'd that work out?
It didn't. My competitor was a woman.
Okay.
Much older than me.
Okay.
But smaller in frame.
Mm-hmm.
She growled at me for the entire match.
She growled?
Yeah. She growled, low growl.
Mm-hmm.
For the entire match.
Shook you right off your game.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
And because there are rules.
Yeah.
And nobody said you could growl.
Right.
If I'd known you could growl, I'd have prepared differently for the fight.
Right. Nobody didn't say you could growl. Well, at that point, you were supposed to like purr or something.
No, I don't think purring
like
and
nay,
growl.
You know.
That would have worked. I should have pull out the goat in me. I should have done something else, right?
At least a sheep.
Grade 7, she took me off. She took my nerve, buddy. So I may be a little trepidatious.
Yeah.
I see who in the under 20s. But congratulations.
Yeah, my congratulations.
The Raptors won 3 out of 4 divisions to hoist the trophy. Under 13 boys and girls division and the under 15 girls division. You could check out that story in the Nassau Guardian. Raptors, Knights win cross-country titles to get the full rundown. D.W. Davis Junior High School came away with the final division title to win the under 15 boys group. And action continues for the GSSSA on November 20th when the basketball season begins.
I wonder who can be the star of GSSSA this year. Who can be the star of basketball this year? We'll see.
Yeah. And it's getting exciting now, right? Because there's a real tangible link to the professional world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got them out there.
Right?
We got them out there.
Some of y'all young people been to the gymnasium when Kai and Aiden were playing high school ball.
Mm-hmm.
Were matriculating up, playing for the national team, training for the national team.
You could see
the literal path
that they took
to a professional career from high school, from junior high even.
And since then, you know, look at it. Kevin Durant was here. Devin Booker was here.
Right.
Chris Paul always here.
Right. And so here's what the thing is.
They love the Bahamas.
Here's what the thing is, parents. Now, your child is 13, 14, and he say he want to be in the NBA. And you're looking at this player and you're saying, but buddy, you ain't going to make it over 5'11". I ain't sure if this is for you. That's not the point. The point is to immerse them as much as possible in the experience so that they can realize, right? They can actualize their development.
See if they really could make it.
Right. They put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
They see their limitations, and at the same time, they see the possibilities.
Right.
They see their potential.
Right, because sometimes you may not work out to be a player in the NBA just off of sheer height.
Right.
But you could be a good coach.
You could be a good trainer. You could be an occupational therapist.
Yeah, because you know exactly what's hurting, and you know why, because you played the game.
See, as a statistician, you may think you're just sitting there recording numbers, writing numbers down. But the beauty of that job is you get to analyze stats. And then you can feed your team with the stats that can help them improve their performance.
And guess what? If you get a ring, if the team gets a ring, you get a ring.
Absolutely. Right? Like, remember the story about Rodman? They asked Rodman, I think it's Pippen. Pippin said, I'd be watching this boy. Because apparently Pippin didn't really like Rodman. Mm-hmm. So I'd be watching this boy, watching this boy. And he just standing when we doing free throws, we training. He's standing and he's watching.
The ball.
The ball. And you could see him thinking. So he said, one day he could go ask Rodman, what you doing? So he said, I could tell you. I'm watching you guys when you shoot. And I'm watching the number of rotations on your ball when you shoot. I surmise so that I could better determine how to get your rebound.
Yeah, if necessary, how it bounces off the rim and backboard.
Right. This boy was training to maximize his potential of catching each player's rebound individually. I know how you shoot. I know how your ball is going to operate. Mm-hmm. And thus, I can place myself in the exact right
position
to grab that rebound. Mm-hmm. That's why this boy was the most
rebounding champion. He's
underrated
still the best
defensive player in the game.
In my opinion, he's one of the best defensive players to ever play the game of basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt, right?
Without a doubt.
But that's stats. That's a statistician's
job. Right, and that's a job for a 5'11" Bahamian forward. Because, you know, over here, 5'11" is tall.
Yeah.
And you go over there, 5'11", but you under Steph Curry.
Yeah, you're not even qualifying for point guard.
You even qualifying for point guard.
Yeah.
You know, and in a positionless league, what position will you play?
But the training, the experience, the hard competition informs you. So as a statistician now, you have greater value than the other statisticians because you have the experience of the game with you. Dear young people and dear parents, this is our time to shine. Sporting in Paradise initiative has a multitude of benefits if we can identify them and create access to them. Okay, before we transition to the major league sports, Ole Miss Rebels set for trip to Bahamas. This is in the Nassau Tribune. After coming off a 10-point loss in their last game, Coach Yolette McPhee-McEwen hopes to get her Ole Miss Lady Rebels back on track tonight before they make their return trek to the Bahamas for another Thanksgiving tournament.
Thanksgiving, conch salad, it's all the same.
Yeah, yeah. We have Bahamian Thanksgiving.
Right.
Better be prepared. Because, you know, Mr. Sawyer, you ever had pork loin with juju sauce instead of applesauce?
I've never had pork loin.
That's because...
Let's start there.
What you doing in your life, sir?
Never had pork loin.
I forget, Rasta. I forget.
Right.
Junior from senior. He don't eat pork.
Exactly.
My bad. But with juju sauce instead of applesauce, because we got to let them know.
By the way,
yes.
Did you know that Kaya listens to the show every day? I saw him the other day.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing? You have so much to pay attention to. If y'all don't know, Kaya is our former producer from the spot 242. He listening to us. He listening to Val and Shad Fur, and they just had a show at the Dundas. It was like Laughs and Conservation.
Yeah. That was last weekend.
Yeah. And what a wonderful idea, right? Because in the spot, all our shows were themed, but now you're doing comedy for a cause. Comedy for a cause. Congratulations to the young phenoms that came out of the spot 242 in the Bahamas Improv Comedy.
That is still doing things.
House. They're doing big things.
Everywhere.
I see you got a caller on the line. Caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you do?
It's our fault.
You awful?
You know, this sports Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, one of these days, you always say Sparky's coming here with all kind of history and you'd be hearing it for the first time. That is called age difference or the gap in age. But
that's called, y'all supposed to be writing this down for us so that we could infuse future generations with what y'all feel is most important.
You tell me what to do from your end. I tell you what I'm going to do from my end.
Okay.
I got a lot of good stuff coming out of my head, what I call my memory or history.
Uh-huh.
You tell me to write down. I'm a place I can sit down and talk to you while you record. But what I'm saying is, just like I heard you call the name Kaya just now.
Mm-hmm.
I see y'all bringing on these people, but y'all buck up to in one basketball gym, and y'all been. But when you talk about Kaya, we talking about Kaya Mark Moxie. You ever know about a fella named Kaya Mark Moxie? Jeff Williamson and all of them fellas? who been around sports, and sports is on the Western Port.
Mr.
Well, but that was before our time.
Mr. Sparky, I keep telling you.
But y'all don't bring these people on the show. Y'all just bring these little rookies with just learning sports.
Sparky, but see how y'all is doing? I love... See, it's like a game. It's like a game. It's like a sport, right? I only know who they are when you tell me, Sparky.
I mean...
Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch.
I might as well explain to you. Marvin Dudley Sawyer, but you see when dark fall, but I hated this time of the year growing up, you know.
Yeah, because 4:30 and I have to be in bed.
Listen, inside. Hey, Rick, get inside. What?
And so what it is, Sparky, is that, yeah, it's a tussle, right? But I shouldn't have to beg you. I shouldn't have to beg you to tell me the things I need to know.
Yeah, man, you know.
Right, but I with you. You don't want to write it down, I get it. Get a recorder. In fact, Mr. Sawyer would do a show called Half Cut History. Not inspired by you, mm-hmm. Sparky. Don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
It's from something else.
Right.
Half Cut History. Mm-hmm. Where we go and we imbibe on some local beverage. It have to be local.
Of course.
And we just record stories about history. See, because sometimes you don't realize something is valuable until you start telling the story. You don't even realize you're supposed to write this down until you start telling the story about Cousin Mark. And then you remember that one time Cousin Mark and your granddaddy was on the ocean in the night because their boat break down and a whale breached next to them and almost killed them. These are the stories that we need to capture. And I know somebody, a whale breached next to their boat and almost killed. I know that. So Sparky, I with you. I don't know who Kaya Mark Moxie is and now I got to find out. And one of the reasons I love doing the show is not because I am a sports aficionado, not because I'm a sports expert, but because I could learn more about sports by doing the show. Anyway, let's get back to it. Ole Miss with Bahamian rookie forward Rima Collins is headed to New Providence. They may already be here for the women's segment of Battle for Atlantis tournament. Rima Collins has been sidelined with a concussion before the season started. But she will be back in action when they take on the Temple. So that's the 15th of November. That was, what, Wednesday night? They played Wednesday night Temple in the Battle for Atlantis. Teams participating, University of Arkansas, DePaul University, the University of Michigan, Middle Tennessee University, University of South Dakota, Howard University, and the University
of Memphis. That's my father's alum.
All right, so today we are all Howard University.
Alma mater, sorry.
We all Howard.
The bison, the great bison of Howard University.
Okay, then. I want a bison.
Yeah?
I don't want no regular cow.
Yeah, like, you,
I don't want no oxen.
You can need serious, serious grass money.
Hey, you mean?
Hey,
you
yeah,
know grass is just grown naturally.
Yeah, but.
Me and my bison?
We can be wicked. They eat different.
We landscaping.
Okay.
Two goat and one bison.
Boom.
Landscaping
yard,
kings.
Yard ready to go.
Landscape the whole of government house in 2 minutes.
Straight to the day.
Listen, Rima Collins, take time.
Yeah, man, heal up.
Heal up. You got plenty time in your career. Plenty, plenty time. Okay, now, Mr. Producer, take us to a break. And when we get back from the break, I want to know, I can reach out to my friends in South Africa. Some burglars broke into the South Africa Rugby Union's offices, Mr. Sawyer.
Man, I saw the story actually on ESPN, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What decent criminals.
Yeah, broke in and just...
Took some jerseys.
Yeah, and that's it.
Touched the trophy.
Yeah, pick it up one time.
Yeah, catch himself.
Yeah, yeah, take a selfie.
Yeah, say, I ain't that type of criminal.
Right. I know, I's thief. I don't rob.
Yeah, just a thief.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, cricket follow-up, cricket World Cup news, NBA news, and NFL news. Producer, maybe come back with that song, Niner Gang.
Yeah,
bang,
man.
Bang, bang, Niner Gang.
Bang, bang.
You played well this week.
Yeah. Was any doubt?
You tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer, the third on the Sports Friday. We will be right back.
The holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list.
merchants. Here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. Santa Claus is coming to town. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Drop me on the beat. Bang, bang, Niner gang. 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 Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. Let's start. Let me just give a rundown. I hear your music. I congratulating you. It's a good game. It's a good win. But Cricket World Cup 2023 semifinals. They're down to, they played for 1,000 days. First of all, cricket.
Yeah, they played forever.
Cricket World Cup.
Cricket is forever.
I think they started this tournament at the beginning of the NFL season. They play forever. But we are finally down to World Cup finals this Sunday, 3:30 a.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Savings.
I'll be on the way home. I'll be on the way home around by that time, yeah.
There you go, sir. Church, right?
Yeah. From church, yeah, man. Early church service.
India versus South Africa. South Africa bested Australia. Anyway, the point is this. India versus South Africa. South Africa beat Australia to get to the finals. India beat New Zealand to get there. South Africa's doing big things this year. They may win the Cricket World Cup and the Rugby World Cup.
Well... the Rugby World Cup was already won.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I said, along with the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
They almost lost the trophy. Back to that story.
Yeah.
These may break into the South Africa Rugby Union offices.
Building, yeah.
And to thief things.
Thief things. Not even a trophy. Just a couple of jerseys.
Do you know what type of respect, I mean, how important rugby is to South African people?
Mm-hmm.
If the boy go in there to thief, and they just touch the trophy. They just have to touch it and put it down and say, okay, I touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all they did. They go out there to touch it, take off the jersey to make it look good. Probably a selfie
I was about to say, mm-hmm. I don't even think that was a robbery.
Yeah.
They break in there to touch the trophy.
Yeah, and left.
Yeah, and they had to take some things to make it look like a robbery.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know what people think you just break in, they like use a softie.
Right.
You just break in there to touch it and
listen,
cry.
I'm for that.
Yeah. No, I'm a bad man. I thief things and then I miss and cry when I touch the trophy.
Right.
Yeah. It's sentimental.
It's probably deep in the back of the closet, way in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Fall up small.
Listen, that story had me
in stitches.
I can tell you why, though, because there was a challenge at the rugby finals, the All Blacks New Zealand challenge a call, right? It's a facet, like intrigue and espionage, it seemed like, right?
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's like they missed a call.
Mm-hmm.
And they were accused of cheating. But they said, listen, two things. We don't talk about our rulings in the public in the way you're talking about them.
Right.
And then they said, look, we reviewed it, and here's what happened. There was a miscall. But our rules are that if you go four phases, four plays past the call, you can't go back to it.
You can't go back. Yeah, there's no such thing as instant replay.
You're limited to two plays ahead to be able to go back and say, two plays back and say that was a miscall.
Yeah.
And so they acknowledge what happened and then pointed out in the rules, though, that's how it's adjudicated, right? Yeah. Which was, I know the All Blacks feel hurted because they lost by 1 point.
Right, and that could have been the 1 point right there.
Right. But see, I want people and young people to know as well, this is another function in the professional sports world.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the rules and making sure your players understand the rules in a way that it's like muscle memory. Because when you on the field playing rugby, of all things, you ain't got no time to pause.
No, it's just a scrum out there.
And consider what I'm supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be like muscle memory.
Exactly.
And you have a team player.
Right, you have coaches and staff. And,
right.
And this is now another...
Along with your statisticians who go to
tape. This is another example of employment. You need to know the rules.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, NBA. Dead quick. Mr. Sawyer. Yeah. Now, I know we... Early in the NBA season.
Yeah, that's why they have the in-season tournament right now to make sure that people at least look at the NBA.
Don't mind I wearing my Toronto Raptors...
Vince Carter jersey.
Jersey. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Classic.
Dunk
boy.
Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There was a little skirmish with the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't really think that's a skirmish. I mean, of course, the little Greek boy really didn't know how strong Anthony Davis really was, and he got that push. I don't really think that's a fight. Not a fight with Draymond.
I missed that one.
Like, for all intent and purpose, you know, like, when you sit down and you look at it.
Did Draymond start the fight?
No.
Okay, cool.
No. Clay got into it. There's a shot made from the...
Hold on, he's fighting the Bahamian?
Okay.
We go. I can calm down.
Yeah. This guy from Minnesota.
Yeah.
They got a shot. This is the first 15 seconds of the game, you know. Jump ball, boom. Shot up, boom. Miss, rebound. Clay and him got tied up. And I guess for Bahamian standards, if you look at Clay Thompson's jersey, Bahamian just say, man, Clay get draped up, man. All his jersey get tearing.
Yeah.
You know, all rip up. And yeah, but Clay lose. But there was no real winner. It was just a good, it looked like the 90s, you know, and fellas just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they so got into
in
it.
Because as a Bahamian, in the press conference, I was bringing the jersey out for an interview.
Right.
I was going to stand the jersey next to me.
Right, and say.
And I can say, no, the jersey get draped up.
Right, I get draped up.
I get draped up.
The jersey no tear marks, no swell marks, nothing black, nothing bruised.
I want to say, Draymond, that's a good fight. You mash my jersey right up.
I mean, Draymond, Rudy Gobert was trying to pod the fight.
Yeah.
Draymond, of course, thinking Rudy Gobert trying to get in the fight. So Draymond grabbed Rudy from the back and choke him out.
Draymond.
Drag him and choke
Green.
Him. So now he has five. He's on a five-game suspension.
Cousin Green.
And he's going to miss $750,000 in salary over five games.
Hold on.
That's
Cousin
the kind of
Green
money
is making $750,000 just over five games?
Just over five games.
See, I see why. Let's go back to the Lakers-Grizzlies fight, right?
$150,000 a game.
When that 5'7" guy rushed up. Right?
Yeah, Desmond Bane. Hey, Bane, listen, you only had a hard mouth.
And he have a Bahamian name as well?
Yeah, he B-A-N-E.
Okay, Bane like that.
Bane like from Batman.
Because the Laker that pushed the Grizzlies player away from AD.
Yeah, that's D'Angelo Russell.
They know AD can't fight. And I don't mean he cannot win a fight.
Right.
I mean that he's not allowed to fight because his ankles.
He is glass he's glass bottle that are ready in the air about to drop to the floor.
I've never seen Anthony Davis that angry on the court before. I think it's a thin line. Because a lot of critique was trying to moderate his behavior and say, man, you're the head of this team. You're the face of this team. You can't be behaving like that. But with such a new and small team, Davis got to go on the court every game like Shaq. He has to take up as much space mm-hmm. as Shaq took up on that court every game.
Every game.
And if he has to get into their heads to do it, then that's what he has to do.
Yeah. But you can't. But he can't get in the fight.
No, he can't. His ankles can't take it.
No, his ankles can't take it. He can't square up with nobody.
And I'm glad the rest of the Lakers know that. That's
just
evident.
Yeah, they're jumping that quick.
Five technical fouls given out, including head coach of the Grizzlies, Taylor Jenkins. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching the Pistons, man. That's a five-tech game. The Pistons used to play.
That wasn't
but there was more blows
as good of
involved.
A squirmer. You need to look at the fight.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
And a Draymond to do.
It wasn't a fight. And in fact, I was shocked that they gave Davis a T.
Yeah.
But they gave two T's out, so I knew that both players were getting the T same
automatically,
time, simultaneous. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Davis initiated that.
No, he didn't. He was just trying to run back down court, and the fella just went getting his way and stop him from getting down court.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you know, if Davis gets there before he gets there, then the Lakers have a 5-on-4 advantage on defense.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all a tactical mind game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, bro, listen, hurry up and take the ball out, inbound the ball, and hustle back down court.
He had no reason to turn into
no
Davis
reason
at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm watching this new show. I can begin to NFL quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, because y'all carry on bad.
Yes.
Just let me call the number, sir. You don't want to call the number out loud. How did you do them by them in the last game?
34-3. We beat the Jaguars 34-3. The Jaguars was on a 5-game winning streak, and we snapped that. The same way how I was told that the Browns snapped our 5-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, one thing about us, revenge is a dish, best serve icy cold. 34-3, and it could have been worse.
And winter
we
is coming.
We sat our starters. It could have been worse.
Winter is coming.
We was only trying to score one more touchdown, so that way CMC could break the record of eight games played with scoring at least one touchdown in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
The audacity of this texter to say to me.
Is that a Sardian?
No, that Spud Webb.
Or Count Gerd.
Spud Webb proves height doesn't make a difference.
That is very true.
Spud
but guess
Webb
what?
Was magical.
That is that will never happen again in the NBA.
The type of hops.
The way the NBA is set up right now.
We need Kalik, Sands, and Pirates Republic.
Yeah, Nate.
All the hops in the country.
Nate, what's his last name? Was Nate. Anyway.
I know you mean.
Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk champion. Nate something. Anyway, he was the last short man to play in the NBA.
Yeah, we ain't gonna see that.
It don't happen no more.
All right. Somebody said, I'm gonna read the series of texts. Y'all can't be thinking height is a real factor over skill in the NBA, talking about over 5'11", because Muggsy Bogues.
5'3". Okay, that was 1993.
It is a what do you
it
call
was 30
that?
30 years ago, the NBA has now evolved like Steph Curry. Steph Curry is 6'3".
Yeah.
In the Bahamas, that's considered tall.
Yeah, he play in center.
He play in center for C.I. Gibson.
And he's short now. He's a minute player now.
He is so normal on the court.
All right.
Chris Paul is 6'1". That's one of the shortest fellas in the NBA.
Right. Somebody said Muggsy Bogues was a pygmy. It was from the pygmy tribe.
It really don't happen like
and
that.
And those guys have hops.
Yeah, man. It really don't happen like that.
And then the Texas says, and Kai ain't saying nothing in the NBA right now at 6'11". Kai could have been 7'2". He ain't saying anything in the NBA. Has
right,
he been picked
right
up
now.
By another team?
Not as yet. He's still going through what he has to go through.
What I'm disturbed about is the lack of official and credible information about his campaign, about his career coming from any camp, NBA camp, team camp, his management camp. Last thing I seen of Kai is a picture of him in a car with a woman looking like he's going to the courthouse to get married.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I will say this. You're not on the NBA roster, so I pull back and I say if you're not playing ball, then we have to moderate the extent to which we peer into your private life, sir.
We get that.
We get that. But we want to know when you're going to start playing ball again. Whether it's going to be in the NBA, whether you're going to Europe, whether you're going to China, to Russia. To
Japan.
Right, you're going to
Australia.
Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? We want to know so we could support you. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to get into your personal business in an attempt to defame you. Wherever you are, we hope you're safe. We hope you're healthy. We hope you're happy. We hope you're having fun.
Yeah.
Kai Jones.
Yeah, man.
Send us a word, though.
Yeah, man. Say something. Say something. Send
Absolutely. Okay.
Just a smoke signal.
Best game.
Hey, Michael Francis. Who you pull for, boy? Tell me, but I must not talk about by now. Who do you pull for, sir?
I hope they're pulling for the Panthers.
Please don't say sorry.
Hold on.
Kyler Murray is actually back. Speaking of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's our one Achilles heel, a mobile quarterback. That's the one thing that we can't.
But you think they could recover from 2-8?
No.
It's done for them, right?
No. Yeah, they finished.
Top teams in the league right now are, of course, the Eagles at 8-1. Chiefs at 7-2. They had their bye week. Ravens at 7-3. They haven't had their bye week yet. And then Lions at 7-2. So Eagles and then Chiefs and Lions. Then the Ravens. And then we come into this middle ground, sir.
But the Ravens really destroyed the Bengals last night without Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was injured in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, injured his wrist.
He coming back next game?
We'll see. We'll see. X-rays to be done today.
Oh, The Bengals were 5-4, and they had a good chance of getting a wild card spot, eh?
Mm-hmm.
If they could continue that play. That's a shame.
Yeah, we'll see.
That happened. I imagine the most exciting game is going to be the Chiefs versus the Eagles.
That's the biggest game of the weekend.
Now, some
and that's Monday night.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big game.
My pick was Chiefs-Eagles. A friend, he picked Ravens-Bengals last night's game.
Yeah.
It was a big game.
It was supposed to be a big game, but Joe Burrow got hurt.
Yeah, it's a shame. Dolphins going up against the Raiders this week. Dolphins with a 6-3 record. Raiders 5-5. Dolphins could beat the Raiders, right?
Yeah, they can. But the Raiders, since they fired their head coach, they now have Antonio Pierce as their head coach. And Antonio Pierce has done it the old school way, you know, making sure that the practice players who practice against the actual team players are on the sidelines, whereby they got plenty of energy and they hype and blah, blah, blah. The Raiders were supposed to lose last week, but somehow, some way, they found a way to win.
I was shocked by that as well, beating the Jets 16-12.
But the Jets can't get out their own way right now.
What's up with the Giants? I mean, I know that their record is a thing we call
no quarterback.
Horrible at 2-8.
No quarterback.
Because the Cowboys destroyed them 49-17.
But the Cowboys felt like they won the Super Bowl last week. Just as they felt they won the Super Bowl after week one. And what happened in week five? Somebody.
Heartache and pain. No,
somebody? Anybody?
Let's not delve into it.
Okay, I thought so.
Heartache and pain, sir. Heartache and pain. Okay, so.
Girls.
Outside of the Chiefs and Eagles, what's the hottest game this weekend?
Oh, of course. But my Niners playing the Bucks, you know.
Oh, man.
And I don't want anybody tell me anything, but, oh, but that's Baker Mayfield and blah, blah, blah. We beat the Bucks with Tom Brady last year as well.
But if y'all lose to the Bucks? What does that say about the next few weeks of the season for y'all?
Oh, that says any given Sunday. I mean, we're still going to play meaningful games in January. Most people that want to come to me and argue with me, their team won't play meaningful games in January. Like they're playing for spots in the lottery and in the draft.
Hold on, so you're saying that they're going to not put up their best in an attempt to win on the back end?
Right. I mean, the Bucks won last week, and they beat the Titans, but, I mean, the Titans are the Titans this year. They're not finding ways to win the way that they have in the past. Mike Vrabel don't have those guys up and ready to play the way that they used to, but that's fine. One thing about Baker, he can spend more time on the ground than he spent on the sideline.
I got a text here that say, Bucks ain't nobody.
Yeah, man, we got Chase Young on one side.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa on the other.
Uh-huh.
Eric Armstead in the middle. Javon Hargrave. Don't forget about our great linebacking core led by Fred Warner. How, Baker Mayfield, how?
Well, listen, you hear that music, it means it's time to go. One quick headline as we go. No, play the music, producer. We play the music. I know it's time to go. Strong turning heads at Boise State. This is in the Nassau Guardian. While his big brother Mike continues to find his way in the National Football League, Prince Strawn is making a name for himself in collegiate football. The 6'5", 203-pound freshman for the Boise State Broncos football team hopes to follow in his brother's footsteps, aspiring to play professional football in the NFL. Both play at the wide receiver position. Congratulations, Prince Strawn.
Way to go.
Keep going. He had his best day ever.
You asked, right?
Yeah.
The Lions and Bears. I feel like that's going to be a pretty good game. It's a divisional game.
Yeah.
So both Bears and Lions know each other.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
I'm down for it. I just hope that my Dolphins can keep up this little streak They have.
I need them to get beat, man.
I need two to stay safe. You guys, I need you all to stay safe over this weekend as well.
Now, once they getting beat, I so happy. It's like, boy.
Sir, you can't have that type of attitude, man.
Why?
Bang, bang, nine again.
Bang, bang, nine that's again. What? That's all that's important. That's all that's important.
You guys have a great day while I continue to tease my co-host, one of the best sports statisticians in the country, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. You guys have a great day.